Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line is co-owner of the Glen Park Tavern, Ellie Grenauer. We're talking about the confusion that's out there and that lingering concern that a return to some COVID restrictions is maybe around the corner. Ellie, thanks for being with us this morning. We heard yesterday kind of a back and forth from the county executive. First, that he was telling members of the ECIDA that restrictions and masking mandates could be back as soon as later this week. And then later on in the day saying, well, it's not going to come back for private businesses at all, but he's encouraging private businesses to follow CDC recommendations. I mean, all this information coming at you this week, what has your reaction been like?
Well, good morning, first of all. And remember, I am a restaurant person, so getting me up this early is a miracle. my biggest concern is that I have to police it. You know, I'm in the business of making people feel good and enjoying their experience. And, you know, my staff my management team, it's just such a difficult thing. And we know that so many customers are going to be like, no, we don't want to wear it, you know. So, you know, at this point, we will not require our customers to wear a mask if they are fully vaccinated. You know, if it comes down to that we are forced to and that we're regulated to, unfortunately, then we will have to comply because otherwise they shut us down.
Yesterday, Ellie, and we're glad you got up for us this morning early. Yesterday, Governor Cuomo, you know, talked about state workers having to be vaccinated or be tested weekly. But he also made a pitch to private businesses, and he said that businesses should only admit vaccinated guests. How difficult is that?
I can't do that. Yeah, I mean, we're creating a divide. It becomes them against us kind of thing. And, you know, that's not the business we're in. You know, it's an individual choice. And I got to be quite honest, you know, I kicked and screamed all the way to the vaccination line because I did not want to do it. So I am fully vaccinated. And, you know, I cannot make a choice for my customers or my employees. You know, any employee that has not been vaccinated is choosing to wear a mask. But, you know, that's a tough thing to ask of any business owner.
I think that one of the big things that a lot of people are wondering, we hear all this, so, you know, great concern, you know, look at some of these cases. But then you look at some of the picture, we ended the mask mandate back on 5/19, I believe it was, and there was 147 local COVID hospitalizations. Now we stand at 39. So it's gone down in the time since the mask mandate has been lifted, and we're being told that, oh, we might need to put them on again for a reason that we're not seeing. And I'm wondering, you know, what the conversation is like and what you're seeing in your restaurant that I'm assuming has been pretty much restriction-free ever since around that time. Has there been any issue that would say, you know, hey, maybe these restrictions are going to come back?
No, not amongst the general public. I know there was some conversation between the Williamsville restaurant owners yesterday about it. And, you know, we've as far as I can tell, we've had one death due to COVID in the last 6 weeks. You know, we're definitely not in pandemic numbers. You know, and I don't want to make light of the people that we did lose due to COVID, but we're not seeing those numbers right now. And, you know, what it's done to us financially and to many other business owners financially, and then, you know, add on top of that, we are also dealing with an extreme shortage in staff. You know, we're all just praying maybe in October we can start to get some more staff. So, no, I don't see my customers, the ones that have been vocal with me, have been like, I'm not wearing a mask. That's it. I'm just not doing it.
And is this coming at a time when, you know, you're just getting back to normal? Are you just kind of getting back on your feet?
I don't know if there is a normal anymore. You know, I have a sign up in my restaurant that says, you know, short staffed. It's the new pandemic. Be kind to my staff. And, you know, that is the new problem. So we still have a ways to go to get through the, you know, the residuals from everything that happened due to the pandemic. So yeah, are the customers back? They are, and they are amazing. Our customers are great. They're being understanding and kind to my staff. But we're still not through this. The effects have not gone away, neither financially, you know, nor, you know, on the staffing level, so, or on our goods level. You know, getting goods is hard, and the cost of goods has gone up.
I know you speak with a lot of other people who own and run restaurants. What is the general feeling if forms of restrictions were to return, if they were to you know, be mandated on a county level? What would the general consensus be? Do you think you'd see a lot more people than we did in the past year just not complying with them?
Well, that's my opinion. I do think a lot of people, at least from the feeling I'm getting, you know, the general public is, when I speak to them in the restaurant, in our restaurant, they feel like, okay, I did the right thing. I'm vaccinated. I'm protected. We're out. We're living life normally again. Let's keep moving forward. That's the feeling I'm getting from my customers. Now, the business community, they feel as I do. They're just frustrated. Oh my gosh, here we go again. Because, you know, it's not such a big deal if you bring back the mask, but then what that means is, okay, now you're going to bring back social distancing. Now you're going to bring, you know, it's a trickle down effect. All of a sudden we're shut down again.
You know, is it like it's a penalty for the vaccinated because the honor system hasn't worked with the unvaccinated?
Is it a penalty? I don't, you know, I can't state what the government officials are thinking, but, you know, the general feeling is that it's not fair. You know, people feel like I went and did the right thing, and many people felt like I did. Well, I don't really want to do this, but I'm going to. Yeah, I think I don't know if they feel it's a penalty, but they feel it's just ridiculous. Why are we doing this? We thought this was our freedom, our ticket to freedom.
I'm guessing you were already hearing a lot of it, and I know we've talked to you back when restrictions were in place about how it doesn't take a lot to see, especially in a restaurant setting, and if it's just going to be masking, it's not going to be social distancing or anything like that, or, you know, propping a door open, how walking to your seat and then taking your mask off, and, you know, everyone's got their mask off anyway, but mandating a mask from the walk between the door and your stool is really going to make any difference. I mean, is there any turning back, you know, that in people's mind at all, just kind of looking around and saying, what are we doing here?
You mean turning back the government's point of view on this?
Turning back people's point of view on it, that, you know, it's silly.
Well, I think the general public, or the majority of the general public, already feels that way. You know, there are some people that have health concerns, and they are still coming into our restaurant and wearing a mask, and I get it. That is there, to me, they're doing their own taking care of themselves. So, but yeah, I mean, for the general public that has been vaccinated, you know, they, when the mask mandate was in place, they felt that was silly, you know, just like the 10 o'clock curfew. They thought that was silly. Oh, after 10 o'clock, COVID doesn't live, or COVID comes out. So, you know, I'm really praying that we don't start going down this slippery slope again, because, you know, financially, a lot of people are just starting to recover. So,
Ellie, thanks for the time this morning. Best of luck.
Guys, have a great day.
You too. Ellie Grenauer, co-owner of Glen Park Tavern in Williamsville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.